Welcome back to Attention Recession. I'm Nicola and I'm here with Jazz.
Hello.
Today we have a fashion double header. We're going to be discussing the Met Gala and the first episode of Julia Fox's competition reality series, OMG Fashion.
OMG
We both love Julia Fox, so we're
Yes.
really excited that she had this show coming out and smart, I guess, to time it to be on the same, like it came out the same night as the Met, but that's not really how
Really
TV works,
interesting.
so.
It was also on E! News, and you would think that E! News would spend every possible second milking as much celebrity like commentary as possible, but they squeezed her in. The show is also with Law Roach. Is that how you pronounce their name? Okay. Which is like huge fashion icon. So and they did so much for the actual Met Gala. So it's really funny to see like that tied in as well.
Because La Roche, like, not maybe even a year, maybe a year ago, maybe even less than a year ago, said that he was quitting fashion.
Yes.
And he was like,
What
Zendaya,
prompted that? Do you
wait,
remember?
do you pronounce it Zendaya
Zendaya.
or Zendaya? I say Zendaya, but then I hear other people say Zendaya, and I'm like, is that just a regional accent,
It
or
could
am
be.
I wrong?
I think they're wrong, if I had to
Okay.
guess. I feel like everyone says Zendaya to her, maybe.
I know. Now it's one of those things that I'm in my head about where I'm like,
Rihanna, Rihanna.
yeah, now I'm like, I want to like avoid saying it, but I'll just say it however it naturally comes out of my mouth.
Z.
Zen Z. Yeah, he was with Zendaya from, I guess, her very early days and really helped her like become like legitimate and not,
Yeah.
because was she originally a Disney kid or
She was
something?
a Disney Channel star. She was on a show called Shake It Up with Bella Thorne. And
Oh my
so
God.
they grew into fame at the same time, but it's so funny watching how completely different their career trajectory was.
So he really helped give her legitimacy in the fashion world, which is obviously someone like Bella Thorne has not gotten. And sometimes you need a stylist that can be one of the powerful roles that a stylist can do. Is like he calls himself an image architect, which people
I love
really old
that.
roll their eyes at, but I'm kind of into it. I
I'm
also
like,
like,
talk your shit.
yeah, exactly, image architect, but also it's true, like you are creating the public perception through clothes, and
Well, funny thing
that's
about
powerful.
Zendaya, actually, she in an interview once said that she actually strategically did use fashion to break away from like the Disney Channel mold and like be seen to try to be taken seriously. So she said that she would show up to every single event, every single red carpet, and serve looks for as long as it took for people to take her seriously. And I thought that was really interesting. I think a lot of like child stars like struggle with that transition, but she did that so flawlessly. And now she's like, I'm sure one of the like highest paid actresses like in movies right now. I don't know if that's true at all, but I can imagine.
And she's definitely like known now as like a fashion actress, you know, like
Model. Did you
like
see Challengers?
no.
Oh my God. I saw it twice.
Whoa.
I am obsessed. It was so good. I can't even. And he was in it, I think. I think Law Roach played like the tennis like umpire or whatever they're called. That's definitely not the correct sports term, but the person like guiding the game from his tall seat there.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh,
He
wait,
looked
sorry, to go
really good.
back. You asked me, or we were talking about why he quit. He like
Oh,
publicly
yes.
quit styling. I like kind of I forget the details, but I remember really closely following the story at the time, so it must not have actually been that juicy because people thought that at the time there was shade with her involved because of like it was during Paris Fashion Week, I think. and there was some kind of like seating snafu,
I just pulled
and
up the Google. I did, why did La Roach retire? Okay, here we have the facts. In an interview with The Cut, Roach explained that the industry's underlying racism and overt nepotism drove his decision. Quote, I haven't been happy, honestly, in a really long time. I'm very grateful I've been able to move and climb in this industry, but I can't say that I didn't do that without suffering.
yeah, he kind of was like, he kind of did burnout, like, but then it basically just raised his profile. It was like kind of worked well for him, because now he's sort of like moved into like not just being like a fashion name, but being someone that like is just associated with like celebrities who can just be like a personality hosting a show with Julia Fox. So anyway, yes.
Yeah.
So, but also interesting because he's Zendaya's long time stylist, and he did style her. I think that's the one client he kept working with or something.
Yes,
And
yeah,
he
I
did
remember that.
style her for the Met Gala. And we'll
Yeah.
get to the meaning behind that. But yeah, before the Met Gala even begun, there was some drama at Condé Nast, which is the company that publishes Vogue. The Condé Nast Union, which has around 540 members, which I thought it was much bigger. That's actually fairly small. Vaguely threatened to disrupt the Met Gala by tweeting on Saturday, "Meet us at the table," or "Meet us at the Met," meaning like meet us at the bargaining table, because they've been trying to get a
Yeah.
contract for so long, and it worked. They bargained until 3 a.m. on Monday, only 12 hours before the first guests were going to be arriving, and they got a tentative agreement that establishes just cause as a basis for firing employees, which seems like absurd. Like, shouldn't you have just cause to fire employees? As well as wage
Crazy.
increases, additional parental leave, and hybrid work protection. So congrats to all of them.
Yeah, the just cause thing is interesting. I feel like I learned this a couple years ago that most, I don't know if this is true at all, but most companies don't need just cause. Like they can
Is
fire you for
that,
like whatever reason they want.
yeah, is that what like at will employment means? Is that they can like,
Yes. Isn't that
it's like,
yucky? Like I think the only thing that can't happen is if there's like discriminatory practices, if the reason they're firing you is for one reason, but they can also say it's another reason. You know what I mean? Unless that
Yeah.
person has proof that there's discrimination, like there's nothing they can do about that, which is quite scary. So for Condé Nast to be like, please just have a reason, is interesting, but I guess the reason can be anything. They're like, oh, sorry, not enough budget, you're cut. Like,
Yeah. Or like, oh, we're reorganizing and now we don't need this role.
So then they also got anything with wage, did that increase?
Wage increases, additional parental leave, and hybrid work protections.
Nice.
Yeah.
So who was threatening to tweet during? Was this the employees or like the union organization?
No, they were threatening to like show up and like protest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then to make it even spicier, there was a photo that came out after that I sent to you of the entire like staff of the Met Gala and why am I blanking on her name?
Anna Wintour.
Anna Wintour. Yes. Anna Wintour, all smiling together, which is very unlike her. So that's pretty funny, PR
Oh
tactic right there.
yeah, I also noticed on the Met, like the Vogue live stream, they did like a little interview at the beginning with Anna, and she had her glasses off, which she like never has off. And I
Oh,
think they were trying to
no.
humanize her, but the way it was shot is she was like three quarters, and her like bangs and her bob were obscuring her face. So she's still like, you couldn't see her eyes at all, the way that it was framed. And I was like, is this intentional? Like,
Of
Is she
course, that's.
intentionally still hiding her face, like, but still having the glasses off? Because famously, like, when they folded Pitchfork into GQ, and she didn't take her sunglasses off during the meeting, and she never takes her sunglasses off indoors. Like, she has some semi-medical reason for it. Like, even at fashion shows, she wears them. And but people were like really insulted that in this basically like layoff meeting, she didn't take her sunglasses off. So it seemed to me very pointed that for this interview, she took them off right after this
Yeah.
like action was
It's,
threatened.
I'm shocked that she even cares. You know what I mean? She doesn't have a history of ever caring about what the fuck, like, any of us normies think about her or about like justice or equality or any of that. So it's just funny. I don't know. It's like, I'm almost like, why beg this woman to like do some media tactic? You know what I mean? I'm like, none of this is real. She does not give a fuck. She's never gave a fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, what
Yeah.
is, who is this actually for? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But it is interesting that, like, yeah, after all of this time and all of these different things that they've done and tried, it's like disrupting the Met Gala is the final, like, okay, fine. Like,
Yeah.
that's the final thing that will get them to, like, take you seriously and give you a tentative agreement is like, that's
Yeah,
how important it is to them.
she's like, not you minimum wage journalists ruining my night. She's like, I'll be damned. God.
Did you
Yeah.
watch what's did you watch the stream?
No, I didn't. I was on a shoot all day, so I missed it, but I was like refreshing Twitter and like seeing all the looks and everything. So yeah, I wasn't live on the scene, but
Yeah, I was watching it with my friend, and it was, oh God, it's so low budget. Like, I don't know how they've been doing it this many years, and the stream is like, at first, it had this like sports feel to it where it was like the commentators are like, there's like, they're panning to the dresses and like people coming in and they're like gasping and they're commenting and they're like saying all this stuff. But then it just was like chatty on carpet interviews that were like very prepped and boring. But there's lots of like downtime where there's just like, you can just hear the photographers like chatting, and it's just
yeah.
like, it's like we need E in this place. We need E in here to clean up this act. We need to get this going. We need like some kind of like sports producer. Like, the worst was that the hashtag occasionally would just show up in a like transparent or like a translucent box at the bottom of the screen in like a non-branded, like anonymous font, just like hashtag Met Gala.
That's so ominous and spooky. Yeah, I'm shocked that they don't have like an official partner to like stream it. Like you would think that
Yeah.
anyone would want to help do that, you know, rather than
It's
just some dude
so
with a
bad.
webcam, probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, it's there's no graphic design. Like, there's no like overlay that says like there should be like a beautiful overlay with like the garden theme or whatever, and it should have like the hashtag should be on the screen at all times. Like, at Vogue should be on the screen at all times. Like, it's so amateur, it blows my mind every year. I'm like, wow, they're still gonna keep it this amateur.
This is actually what Anna Wintour's rebrand is. They're gonna announce Anna Wintour has been playing around with graphic design her new
Like
hobby
Kate
and
Middleton
passion.
and photography.
Exactly. They're like, she's trying out some new fonts, everybody. She's really into this phase of life right now. Every
That
woman
would be
goes through it.
amazing. Every woman does go through her graphic design as my fashion face.
Been there,
She's
guilty.
on Canva. She's like, Canva democratized graphic design for me.
Obsessed. I am obsessed.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so yeah, people, as usual, like, what is the theme, and like, did people stick to it is like always sort of.
Every year, everyone's like, this is what's so funny. There's this like chronic nostalgia being like, ah. No one did the theme this year. Every year before has been so much better. And they
I
say that every year. I'm like, dude, like you're never satisfied. And then we look back being like, 2024 was iconic. And it's just like, okay, like even the years that people really idolize, like Heavenly Bodies and like other things, I remember people being like, this isn't the theme for like so many people, like we got so many iconic looks, but everyone was still pissed off,
Did you see that last week's guest, Rebecca, had a viral tweet that was like, the Met Gala just needs to switch off between camp and
Yes.
Catholicism forever?
I like that. I was like, that's genius. Like, if we could get another camp year, that'd be everything.
I know. I was also noticing that too. Like, I saw people nostalgically posting from the like Making America one that was like so recent. And I was like, wait, that one was bad, you guys. Like, that one was so, that's when Blake Lively was dressed like the Statue of Liberty or something. Like, yeah, there was really, you're right, that the
We're never
nostalgia is
satisfied.
super funny. No one's ever satisfied. But it's kind of confusing because like the name of the exhibit and the dress code are different. So
Yeah, why don't
the
you get into it?
exhibit was named Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion and was 250 items from the Met's permanent collection spanning 400 years. Curator said, like, it's so confusing the way they word these things, but it was like something, 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 how we interact with fashion through like our five senses. And it was centered around 15 pieces that were, quote, so fragile, it can't ever be worn again. And when I read that, I was like, wait, is that shade at Kim for the
Can you
Maryland dress
imagine?
last year?
Can you imagine?
Because so many people were like, oh, she never should have, she only should have worn the replica. She shouldn't have worn that. That, like,
100%.
maybe they consider that a Sleeping Beauty dress.
For sure. Imagine the whole Met Gala just like led down one hallway and you just see the Marilyn Monroe dress at the end. That's
That
the
would be
whole.
so funny. And there's like, and it's turned and centered on like the rip that Kim's butt made on it or whatever.
There's a giant magnifying glass. And then they execute her. No, I'm kidding.
but then the dress code was Garden of Time,
So,
which
yeah,
pretty
was
much
so.
everyone just wore flowers.
The Garden of Time, that was based off the poem, right?
Based off like a short
Or a short
story
story.
from 1962, which I guess I didn't wind up reading it, but I guess it's about this like count and countess are in their castle, and there's this angry mob coming, and they have these like magical flowers in their garden, and each time they pick one, it like turns the clock back, and eventually they pick all of the flowers, and then all of their luxuries like become like old and decayed. And then the mob like finally gets to the door. So it's like, I guess to me, I'm like, I guess I should have read it to really have interpreted it. But it's like, one, the wealthy couple, like, they can't borrow against time forever. Like, you know, and like eventually the mob is going to get there. But then it's like, when the mob gets there, all of their glories like aren't as glorious anymore. Like, all of their riches and stuff like aren't. So I'm like, that
Yeah, I'm
seems to
trying.
be lost completely. I don't know. Everyone just wore flowers.
Yeah, I'm trying to like look through our text because we. Okay, so some people said a short story about the inevitable fall of aristocracy and the inability of money and beauty to stop death. Now that's a bar, which is so like interesting for like where we're at, like culturally and politically right now. Like, I guess this whole thing with this theme and Anna Wintour being operating strangely and quite literal, like Palestine protests, like outside of the Met Gala and like taking over New York. And then they have this theme about the fall of the elite and how like money won't stop you from death. I'm like, whoa, like. I didn't expect them to be so literal. I don't know if that's what they intended. Maybe, Anna Wintour and whoever had like a different read of the story, but like this, interpretation that I'm getting at is very a lot more self-aware than I would have ever expected them to
And
be.
then there's like, it is so, I was saying to my friend, like, oh, it's so literal My friend actually had just been laid off from Condé Nast, the friend who I watched this with, and some of her friends were involved in
Wow.
the negotiation the night before. And we were saying, like, literally, they have to fend off this angry mob of their 540 employees to not come protest this
Whoa.
elite event. Like, I was like, it's too literal.
It's too literal that it must be a mistake because there's no way,
Yeah.
unless Anna Wintour just went on an ayahuasca journey and she's rethinking everything. Like, I have no idea, like, what is
It's
happening.
like, yeah, sometimes it's like you almost make things happen, like you
Yeah.
plant seeds and you accidentally plant
Right.
gardens.
Exactly. Planting gardens of time. Yeah. And I think we can get into like more like specifics of some looks if we want to. But yeah, the general like feel and energy on social media after the Met Gala was so dark. Everyone just really was like, we are in the Hunger Games. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much happening like politically outside of the country, but even in the country, like everyone's getting laid off. The economy is so bad. And then we have so much like wealth being flaunted in front of us. And it's fun to watch. But then I think after a while, it gets really like sickening. We're like, it starts to feel like things are being rubbed in our face, I think, when things do get so bad. And so it was really interesting. I think this year was like the most intense of that I've seen.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh my God. A lot of people were doing like Hunger Games edits, being like, here's the Capitol with like, look at them in their cool outfits while we're like fucked, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't see that, but most of what I saw was just people being kind of underwhelmed in general by like the looks and just kind of
Yeah.
thinking like, no one, it wasn't bad or good. It was all just kind of like tasteful and fine.
Yeah.
I think there's like an understanding of like the way that this operates in the world that it's in. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not so like shocking every year or something. But
Yeah.
yeah, the thing that was really bothering me during the feed of like them doing the interviews with each person like coming up and like talking about their look was this like insistence on naming how many hours each look took and
Yeah.
how many beads there were. Like, I'm like, why can't like what kind of person needs these productivity numbers in order to appreciate beauty? Like, oh, it took 500 hours. That makes me appreciate it.
It's also like whose hours? You know what I mean? It wasn't your hours. Like,
Yeah.
it was, I'm, when people say this, I immediately picture like a seamstress like laboring away, like underpaid in a dark room, you know what I mean? It isn't giving like this glamour that they think it is. It feels, I don't know, a bit strange. But yeah, maybe I think that I don't know. I'm like so woke coded this week, but I've even like that, I'm like bragging about how much labor went into you wearing an outfit for one night. It's just like,
Yeah.
I understand it's like a cultural moment, it's fashion, it's all of that, you know what I mean? But it like what you said, it's a funny thing to like brag about, you know what I mean? Like, my sweet green salad took 30 farmers and 12 hours of transportation. It's like, damn,
No,
okay.
literally, that's like what I was saying to my friend. I was like, what if food, like, what if they told you how long your food took? And then I was like, I guess sometimes they do say, like, this was braised for however long, like, something like
Yeah.
that, or like, this is like brined for all this time, whatever. But I was like, it's weird. Like, why can't you appreciate something? Because I hate any insistence to make fashion like be intelligent, be about art, be about crap, like be anything other than what it is makes it worse. Like, and
Right.
like trying to like make fashion be about craftsmanship, like craftsmanship is part of fashion, but like trying, I don't know, it's just like it's so cringe to me. Like, just like take it at face value because that's what
Yeah.
it is. Like, we're trying to make it about art or something. Like, fashion is not art. We're trying to talk about the success of a brand through the business side. It's like, that's also like a lazy and boring way to talk about something. It's like, yeah, there's so much else. I don't know. I just reducing it to like how long something took to create is so boring. And like how many beads is like quantify. Like there's something also so American about that to me, like being like, here are the stats to appreciating this.
Feel like I made a graph actually. Yeah, I think like in the previous years there would be like one dress that would be like this took this long, this had this many diamonds on it or this many beads, and I think that's interesting. But then now when it feels like it's everyone trying to, because I think at the end of the day, like since social media has been like people are either like love it or hate it, you know, that's kind of how it's been for a long time. I feel like these celebrities are like fighting for their fucking life to like they get in front of a reporter, they're like even Doja Cat, for example, she had on an oversized like white t-shirt of a dress and like made it wet. And like with hair gel and like had crying kind of makeup or whatever. And it just looked like very kind of off, you know, in kind of the grand scheme of all of the other outfits and whatnot. But then she talking to these reporters was the most normal and composed I have ever seen this woman. She was like, actually, this story is because you know, the theme is Garden of Time and, you know, my shirt is made of cotton, and cotton is actually the most used flower, and blah blah blah. So like there's just it was just so funny seeing her like be so normal. I was like, this is because they're trying to get their story across so that like the social media posts that come out afterwards are like, wait, you guys misunderstood her. It's not a wet t-shirt, it's this giant metaphor, and this little like so much went into this. It's just I think they all are fighting for that moment, you know.
Oh my God, hearing the celebrities try to remember the talking points of their dresses when they didn't have the designer next to them was so funny. J-Lo was like, she was like, yeah, this is Schiaparelli. It's like a butterfly motif. That's like a big thing in the brand. And
Dead.
it's garden, it's time and the caterpillar. And she was like, I was like, wow. Like, it was so bad. And once again, I was like, I just don't think at anything else you would ever be this unprepared. Like, it kind of goes to
Yeah.
show you like how low stakes the Met is compared to like other things, like in some ways. Like,
Oh,
it is kind
interesting.
of like, I just feel like if she was talking about her film or something like that, like she would have all those talking
For
points about,
sure.
you know, but like with the dress, it's like I can't really be bothered to like learn these talking points. And
Yeah, because
also,
I.
no one's really, my reputation isn't really going to be like that torn if I kind of like fumble them. It doesn't really, no one really cares.
Yeah, because I only feel like it's the last couple years that people have been really into like maybe the stories of the fashion of like a lot of these outfits, you know what I mean? As like the general public. Like obviously the fashion people were always invested in everything, but now I feel like it's so much more mainstream that on Twitter I'm seeing a whole thread of like the history of this piece and blah blah blah. You know what I mean? So I feel like now even people like J-Lo who like do not give a fuck what they're wearing or who's wearing it because she wears pretty much the same outfit everything. And now she has to like pretend to kind of give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
When
I would
she's
say there's
like,
like
yeah.
more of like a greater like interest. There's also a lot more people wearing like archival stuff. So I do feel like online there's
Yeah.
like you do see a lot more posts where it's like you're seeing the original runway image next to the person wearing it today on the red carpet. And so like that's always just kind of like wow, I'm seeing it twice, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
Like this thing existed before and it exists now.
speaking of archival, there's also, I don't know. Like, I think everyone
Yeah.
wants to make history.
Yeah, I kind of saw that thing too, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe she was just misinformed. Like, next,
For
like.
sure. Yeah, definitely. If I was her, I'd be pissed. I was like, you really let me walk out there and like talk my shit and
Yeah. But the meta or sub narrative of the overall boring Met Gala was very spicy. And that was the sort of John Galliano secret winner of the Met Gala.
Yes, please
So
explain this to me and
yes,
everyone.
this takes a little context to appreciate. So John Galliano, one of the most talented designers of our time. I'm just gonna make it a blanket statement so we can all just like be on that page where it's like
Sure.
we're talking about a Kanye, okay? Like
Yeah, the
that's what we're
Kanye of
talking
fashion.
about. But
Actually,
we're
I
talking
think
about,
that might line
well,
up anyway.
but we're talking about like we're not just talking about some just anyone is what I'm
Yeah.
saying. In 2011, he went on a quote racist and anti-Semitic rant at towards I think it was like some other people at a bar, like in Paris, like in public, and he was fined 6K euro, and like he was actually like charged for that, which I guess like I didn't I guess because like because we have free speech laws, like you don't get fined, you know,
You
in
know what?
America.
I actually just saw a TikTok about someone, I think either in Italy or France, saying that like, and this is something I never thought about. They're like, yeah, we don't have the same free speech that you do. We can't just like say anything. And I was like, whoa, I've never thought about that. So that's very interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, he got like actually like charged and fined for it, which I didn't realize it until I kind of went back into history. So and then he apologized, and this has not been some kind of like recurring thing. He basically blamed it on being way overworked because of like huge expansion. He was working at Dior at the time, huge expansions in his job and basically becoming an alcoholic. And
Got it.
yeah. So
Like, everyone
2014.
becomes racist when they're burnt out, right? That's like, I don't know about that, actually.
So he was hired, he got another job in 2014 at Margiela. And Anna Wintour has always been a fan of him and has, I guess, kind of kept him in the mix. And I think, you know, she's powerful in the ways that she is. And I think if she wanted to never see his work again, that probably could have happened. And that's not what happened. So I'm sure that he did what he needed to do and made it right with her and whomever. But his most recent couture show in January for Margiela was like beloved. Like it was, I don't know if it made its way onto your side of the internet, but it was viral. And it was just like, I don't even know how to describe the level of like enthusiasm and like fashion is back that it brought, but it just lit literally everyone up.
Was this
So,
the Mason Margiello? Is that the same thing? Okay, yes, with like the bush, like the fake bush. Yeah, okay. So
And the really
that's
contorted bodies,
so
and
she's
yeah,
behind that
he's the
design.
designer there.
Got it. Okay.
And yeah, he and there's also a documentary that came out last year about him and his like it's called High and Low, and it's like about I really want to see it, I haven't seen it, but it's about his his highs and lows. And I think it's like it just seems like there's like a mounting apology tour that's been like happening, like, and
Yeah.
goodwill that's been trying to be built or whatever. But I guess that as recently, per the cut, as recently as summer 2023, this Met Gala was supposed to be a show dedicated to John Galliano, but the museum leadership feared public backlash, and some of the board members are said to have stepped in and stopped the show. So that's why
Damn.
this like they slapped together this theme
Oh,
that no one
interesting.
understands, Sleeping Beauty's
Wow.
reawakening fashion. And so Zendaya shows up wearing Dior by Galliano, like archival. She does a second walk in another look that also was designed by Galliano. One of the hosts of the Vogue streams wearing Galliano, Kim's in Galliano. Basically, a
Ariana
bunch of
Grande
Ariana Grande, a
Zin.
bunch of celebrities who definitely are like Anna faves, because everyone's look gets approved by Anna ahead of time,
Oh, got it.
show up wearing Galliano. And to me, Kim was the crazy. I mean, Zendaya was pretty fucking bold, but Kim was the craziest because she has been wearing like ever since she kind of let the Balenciaga pot cool for like 4 months, she has been back in Balenciaga exclusively. And
Wow.
seeing her wear another designer was crazy. Apparently, she says that she,
She was
quote
also in
unquote,
Galliano.
stalked him, quote unquote, stalked John Galliano to work with her for the last 3 to 4 years.
And then threw a fucking cardigan over it.
And then put a cardigan over it and looked sick.
Looked a little cold.
Yeah. She looked, when we were watching her on the live stream, it was like, I was like, she looks like she has the flu. She
Well,
looked
yeah, she
like,
can't breathe. Her
she looked
organs are
like,
like in her chest, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, that look was, eh.
We just, you know, I think my thoughts on that are like, it was really cool when you did the super corset for like some past looks, but I'm like, if you do that every time, it's boring. You know what I mean? It's like it loses its, or also like committing to like that little sweater, like that took attention away from you literally probably spending months trying to fit into this corset, you know?
Yeah, I was like, there was not a single look that I was like truly like gagged by, where I was just like had that like, oh, like, oh my God, like it just, I mean, there was a lot that I was like, I like this. This is my taste. This is good to me. This is attractive to me. But nothing where I was like, gagged.
I felt the same. I mean, everyone obviously like looks great. But yeah, I feel like it is. I think Tyla's, I think hers did the most for me. I thought her look was really, really incredible. She had that like sand kind of body contouring kind
Oh,
of
I did
situation.
actually, yes. I did really
That
like that a lot.
shook me because I was like, not only is that such a cool concept, you like her body is insane. She's beautiful. I love like the sand detailing on her like shoulders and arms and stuff like that. And then
Yeah.
the time handbag with the sand, that what do you call them? Like a sand timer. That was
Yeah.
just so sick. I love that. And I thought that was a really kind of great homage to the theme, a lot more than maybe some other people. I thought hers was the most I had that moment for sure.
Yeah, I liked Nicole Kidman's big, just kind of classic ball gown. It was like archival, or it was inspired by like I think a 40s Balenciaga dress and then remade. But that was just like a pretty dress that had nothing to do with the night.
You know what I hate about the internet? There
What?
was that gorgeous because it had like the black in front and like the rest was like white. A gorgeous dress, and then like one viral Twitter user like quote tweets it and it's like me when my bush is out. And then that's like the legacy of this dress on the internet. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's so upsetting. Like it's
That's
just like
funny.
the way that the internet will just like ruin what is like beautiful by like a stupid, like I don't know. It just cracks me up. Cause that's like the when you said her name, that is the tweet I thought of, and I'm like, that's I'd be so pissed if I was her.
Sure she didn't see that. She's all
Of course.
zanned out in her own little world.
Goals.
I know. looking amazing. But yeah, unfortunately, not that many thoughts. I mean, the Galliano thing was kind of the spiciest bit, but.
I don't know. It is quite an interesting time. I guess I felt a lot more consumed by like where the Met Gala was falling in terms of everything else happening, you know? Yeah, it's interesting. I think even with like what we talked about with Anna Wintour, it is interesting like these celebrities want to be like favored and these public figures want to be favored. It's like how long will they be able to just be these kind of pretty figures and like not be humanized, kind of like the way we talked about with Anna, whether that's like speaking out about things or like just like seeming more human-like. It's like, I think that's kind of the attention recession of it all. It's like, how long will that be interesting to people is to have this person that just like shows up in a beautiful ball gown and like, we're all like, bravo, you know? It's like, it to me, it feels like those days are kind of coming down a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder because there is always some allure to anyone who you can't get
Yeah.
everything from,
For
like
sure.
there will always be, yeah, some mystique will always be appealing as well.
Yeah.
And that is becoming more and more rare as people are
It's 100%.
incentivized to not be
Yeah.
mysterious.
Exactly. 'Cause like there's always the pressure to overexplain yourself, the pressure to like, I don't know. I also feel like a lot of celebrities know that they will not win no matter what they do, so they just like stop talking completely, you know what I mean? Yeah, very interesting. Very
But
interesting.
on to our second bit,
Our girly
OMG
pop.
Fashion. Yeah, so Julia Fox, it's basically a Project Runway style show, except instead of having like contestants that battle it out all season, it's just three different contestants every episode.
Yeah.
But it's a fashion competition series judged by Julia, La Roche, and then a different guest every week.
Yeah. And from what I've gathered from the first two episodes, the focus is on upcycling and like sustainable fashion, kind of, because Julia Fox's her whole thing is like, I will take like a leaf and I will turn it into an outfit. I will take a scrap and I will turn it into something. And so the first two episodes are the only ones that are out. And it was very like, okay, you have plastic water bottles and straws and like, I don't know. And she makes a lot of nods as to like how wasteful like things can be and like trying to like make fashion out of it. So I really like, I was not expecting that. And I really loved getting that element from her because I thought it was
I
very
did.
her and very creative. I love watching that, like the building of the fashion from nothing, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know there was two episodes. I just watched the first one, I guess. I loved the tone of it. It's very campy and fun. The episode
Yes.
opens with Julia is like, she has wired earbuds in, she's laying on the ground. And she's doing grounded breath work next to a wine glass of milk. And La Roche is screaming, "The disruptors are here." And she's like, "I'm doing my grounding breath work." And like, it's very self-aware and very funny. Like, whatever writers they got on the show are like really good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Julia Fox, every appearance is in like full drag and like a completely different
Yeah.
look that must have taken like so long to get into. So I just like love her commitment and like
Me too.
watching her like blossom into like the star that she is. Like, I feel like she really feels like a drag queen to me in that way. And I like really appreciate that about her because I don't know, it feels so nice. Someone who like even previously seemed very like male centered when we saw like the Kanye West, like she was just like someone's girlfriend, to now watching someone that is so camp, so fashion that it like this is just for the girls and the gays. And like, and she's, you know, s spoken publicly about not being interested in men in that way and like anymore and whatever. So I love watching that. It made me feel really nostalgic to like being a little girl watching Project Runway and like that being all I cared about, you know? I really,
Yes.
it was so fun.
I love her because I feel like she is like a like not only does she have her own vision, but she's also a vessel for all of these different like really weird designers to express themselves through her, weird makeup artists, weird hairstylists. Like I'm sure she just collaborates with all kinds of first young people. Like I just think she's like, and I'm sure that working with her like probably opens you up to so many other opportunities. And she's becoming one of those people who like her stamp, like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe she's loyal to the same couple of people, but I feel like she's someone who probably like works with all different people all the time. Like Rihanna, kind of, like, where
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, she's always experimenting with like different designers and stuff. So
And
this
makes
seems,
her
and
own
this also,
stuff.
this project seems like this show seems like a really natural extension for her.
Yeah. And like she always like she has talked about making a lot of her own fashion. Like she will show up to a red
Yeah.
carpet having done her own makeup, like assembled her own outfit. So I really do love that element. Another thing I really liked about the show was the designers would create things essentially that Julia would wear the winners of. And it was interesting. Someone would pull out a look and she would be like, oh, I would wear this now. So it's already too old. Like, I want something new. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I kind of loved how, I loved how experimental she wanted to get rather than being like, oh, this is trendy now. Like, we're already over it. Like, this isn't gonna
Yes.
win. I was like, oh, I love that. So it's very encouraging of like really being outside of the box, you know?
Yeah. I also love that if you are the loser, they say you're canceled.
I know, that was funny. Garrett canceled. And
It's
they're
just
like,
like,
oh my gosh.
it's so like, I think this show's going to age really well too. I think this is going to be like a cult classic that people are going to watch. Like, it's so fun and funny. I love it. I want to work on this show.
Yeah, I mean it really did feel like the perfect like 2000s nostalgia fashion TV, like so funny, so quippy, like so great to look at. I loved the episodes were pretty short. I watched them on YouTube. I think they were like maybe like 15-ish minutes on YouTube with no commercials. And I enjoyed it. I was like, this is perfect. It's like a fun little like snack, you know?
Yeah.
I really liked it.
It's kind of like, remember on our reality TV episode, we were talking about, yeah, like MTV shows and like about how in reality, like there's so much space for like more creative, not just concepts, but like execution. And this
Yeah.
feels like, I feel like I'm getting something out of like a reality show, like a reality competition that it's just like, is like giving me like real, it has a real vision, like a real point of view. And it is like, yeah, it's just, it's giving me what I was wanting when we were talking about that in that episode. And it makes me feel very
Yeah.
like hopeful. I'm like, okay, hopefully they'll take more chances on kind of weird stuff if this does well.
Yeah, and I actually was pleasantly surprised by how much I enjoyed it because I didn't have any expectations of what I even
Same.
thought the show was going to be. I didn't look at the concept. I didn't like look at any of that. I just knew that she was doing a show. So, yeah, once I started watching it, it was just yeah, it was very like feel good, very weird, very fun, very her. Feels very of the time, but not in a way that's cheesy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Julia.
We love you. Come on the podcast,
So proud.
please. Maybe.
Seriously. I wonder if she's still living in her little apartment.
Yeah, I mean, she sticks to her roots, and I think that is something we can all appreciate, you know?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? When we were talking about Taylor Swift with Rebecca, that was something I was thinking about. Is like, I feel like people who, a lot of people who like are seem grounded are people who keep friends from before they were famous or have like
Yeah.
one or two really good friends who knew them like before. And I
Yeah.
feel like Julia is one of those people who, well, she also didn't really get this level of fame until later in life. So she's like a developed person.
Yeah, and she has been through it once again,
Yeah.
plugging her book on like listening to it on Spotify. That
Yeah.
woman has so many stories. So it is really fun to just watch, a woman in her 30s doing like being in her prime. It's just, I love it,
Yeah. I'll download that book for the
Oh,
airplane.
you have
So
to. There is
speaking of,
quite literally not one dull moment in that book.
yeah. Yeah, that'll be good, just like passive listening.
Yeah.
Speaking of, yeah, I'm gonna be away, so we'll have a little lapse in episodes, but we're gonna try to record an episode while I'm on vacation, so that will be
She's gonna be
experimental. Yeah,
so
so that'll be
excited.
interesting. And then once I get back, we'll be grinding.
We will be on our grind. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Send us any thoughts you have on this episode. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Rate us, subscribe, follow. Oh, we have a
Tell
new
your friends.
Instagram, Attention Recession Podcast. We haven't promoted it yet, so we have four followers. So if you want to be one of the first five followers,
Standing
come
on the
on in,
ground
baby.
floor.
We're happy to have you.
All right.
Au
Peace.
revoir. Bye.
Bye.